The fight for the future is now. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, I got to tell you, I'm in a bit of a weird mood to start the show today because, quite frankly, the world has just gone insane. And it's like, I'm just being inundated with people trying to get me to cover their stories and all the stuff, and it's great. And then there's like other stuff that goes on that I will never talk about on air. It's like infighting, high school level stuff that I have to deal with too. But I don't know. We just had some weird video ideas that I was talking with Alex about before I came on, and I was joking around with the crew about. But I don't know. Maybe that's what I do. Because these stunt videos are really the ones that end up going viral more than anything else. Like, there's this prank group called Nelk that went and did this prank video, and someone had them arrested. This Canadian was almost going to have to spend time in jail here over some prank video where it's clearly a prank, but the lawyer's talking to the judge, and they're both making fun of the snowflake generation. And it's just like, wow, now I kind of have some faith in humanity again. And then you go on Twitter, and you just see the absolute madness. It's not even a left-right thing, quite honestly. It's just total insanity where you have this thing going on in a response to, first, Cardi B does a video about the government shutdown. Of course, totally just ignorant. And then Tommy Loren and Stephanie Hamill and some other people respond, and then she responds, and then it becomes like this whole thing on Twitter. And when you inject yourself into these threads and you inject yourself into these little Twitter debates that go on, you honestly find the dumbest, lowest IQ people that you could ever imagine. And there's multiple levels to this where, like, there's a hip-hop artist, Wale, who I'm talking to, and he says, you know, you shouldn't be telling women what to do. And I say, what? Show me one instance where I've ever told a woman what to do. And he couldn't do it. And it's like, see, you're just assuming things about me. I never told a woman what to do. We're simply saying, look, Cardi B is not about women's empowerment when she shakes her ass in a music video. Now, if Cardi B went out and did a bunch of, you know, history lectures or learned proper grammar, then you could say, wow, that's a good example of women's empowerment. But fine. Shaking your ass in a music video to make millions of dollars, fine. That's an example of women's empowerment. The point is, this is the crazy reverse logic that we've entered on multiple levels. But let's just apply it to the women's empowerment movement. You claim women are objectified, so you fight for female empowerment. Females then objectify women and then call it empowerment. I mean, this is the cycle of madness and insanity that humans are going down every day. And that's just one example of it, which is a minor example. That's just kind of fun. Here's one that is a serious threat to free speech that Ann Coulter highlights on Twitter that we're going to be talking about today. And you know what? I'm going to have a lot of time to take phone calls today, so we're going to have open phone lines today as well. But Ann Coulter says, journalist, of course, August 2018, which is when InfoWars really started to become the center of attention for bans, and Alex Jones became ground zero. They claimed that, and again, Sandy Hook happened in what, like 2015 or something? And so they banned Alex 3 years after Sandy Hook for stuff that he was debating on air. And then what do you have? And that's one person who, even since and before August of 2018, made multiple public statements saying he believes Sandy Hook happened. And for any news that was misconstrued, he wants to correct the record. But then what happens in January 2019? Thousands of radical leftists on Twitter target children and their families for harassment, murder, and torture. And not one of those accounts has been banned, including multiple verified accounts. And it's all going to court. It's all going to go to court. And it just shows you how crazy the world's become. I'm just a bit, I'm kind of slap happy today, honestly, because it's kind of like a black pill thing. It's just like, the world is just so nuts. I put out a Twitter poll. It's a troll poll, but it says, what is a more empowering activity for a woman? Reading a book or shaking your ass? 25% of people voted to shake your ass. Okay. Fine. I mean, whatever. That's perfectly fine by me. But no, that's why someone like Cardi B gets pushed to the youth and not somebody like Ann Coulter. Cardi B shakes her ass in a music video. Ann Coulter writes books, does lectures, informed commentary. No, she's bad. Cardi B can't even speak proper grammar, shakes her naked butt on television. That's what we want to... That's for the youth of today. Yeah. So, how? I mean, you know, when that's going on, you just kind of... Some days you just have to throw your hands in there and just say, fine. Fine. Have it that way. Allow the left to make up fake news to target children for harassment. Allow the left to make up fake news about Trump-Russia collusion to divide this country into total chaos. You know, allow the left to just go out in the streets and just harass people, beat people, sexually assault people. It's great. It's just wonderful because, don't you know, the real problem in America is Donald Trump. Allow these radical leftists to go on Twitter and call for the genocide of white people, for these boys from this high school to be chopped up in a meat grinder. I mean, that is great. By the way, ban Alex Jones, though. So there's all that stuff going on. And then it's nice to see the president tweeting today. I left the tweets on my desk, but the president's tweeting today about, you know, how the Russian investigation is a total witch hunt. It's illegal. They used illegal FISA warrants. The dossier's fake. Like, you know, he's, you know, so that's, it's nice. It's nice that the president lets us know he knows and doesn't do anything about it. It's great. Really great. So I'm just kind of in space today with all of this nonsense. It's kind of like a gallows humor type of day, black pill type of day. So we're going to open up the phone lines. I'm going to get to some calls. I will get to some of this news. I think I have a video list somewhere. Here it is. But I'm just like, it's just, the whole world is nuts, okay? It's all insane. The women that are sick of women being objectified are objectifying women more than any other group in this country. They have an anti-Trump march, and they call it a women's march. That's them objectifying women. But doesn't it just really highlight the total hypocrisy of the social media censorship that Alex Jones gets banned across all social media and they claim, I mean, you know, whatever they want to claim it's for. They can claim Sandy Hook. They can claim it's for saying grab your battle rifle. You know, whatever. They make any claim. It's all political. If it was actually for bullying or, you know, spreading fake news or anything like that, then Twitter would have been banning all these racist people that call for the genocide of whites. They would be banning all the people that said target these teenage boys that were in D.C. harassing the Native American. Of course, they weren't doing that. It was the exact opposite. Oh, and then there's that level. It's like you don't even really focus on the fact they just created an entire fake news hoax. And still to this day, 3 days after the events, where everyone knows what they did. Like everyone knows how it was these black Israelite Hebrews that are clearly provocateurs, and this Nathan Phillips and his guys, who, by the way, now it's out. Somebody sent me this. It was on, yesterday, which was Monday. Today's Tuesday, the 22nd. Somebody sent me that Nathan Phillips stolen valor. He wasn't actually a Vietnam vet. That's all out now, too. So, you know, I mean, that's just good. That's just fine. Let the news just create a total hoax, target teenagers, get away with the whole thing, and still to this day, 3 days later, even after everybody's seen it, they still push it on CNN, on the Washington Post, all of them still pushing it. The controversial video where white teenagers in MAGA hats were taunting a Native American. If you take that situation and you take the three groups of people, the Israelite Hebrews, the Native American group, and the Covington Catholic School boys, and you said, all right, on a scale of rank of 1 to 3, who behaved the worst and who behaved the best? Who behaved the worst? The black Israelites, number one. Second worst, the Nathan Phillips and his friend. And then the third worst would be the Catholic boys. So of all three groups involved, it was actually the group that's been demonized and targeted for harassment and murder that behaved the best, that behaved like gentlemen, that behaved like scholars. But see, that's the point. That's not how they want you to behave. They want you to behave like Cardi B shaking her butt. They want you to behave like the radical left going out there and insulting everybody. They want you to behave like these radical feminists that go out there and grab my genitals and think that that's perfectly okay. They want to lie about Brett Kavanaugh and make up stories that he raped women. And then the women come out and even admit they never even met him. And if we're just going to sit here and take all of it, fine. Fine. What do I care then, you know? If we just want to just sit there, live in this world, this totally bass-ackwards world, no logic, no reasoning, you know, then fine. Fine. We'll have a good time at least on the way and just pray to God he forgives us for our sins, because it is a disaster out here with what's going on. The good news is the vast majority of Americans don't think that way, don't behave that way, but it's projected onto us, it's forced in mass media, and it's driving the fringe, most radical elements of our society to total derangement and total insanity. And so that's where we are today. But you notice it's not InfoWars fans that are going out and harassing people. It's not the Alex Jones audience that's going out and doxing people. But we're the ones demonized. We're the ones attacked. And you know, it's almost like I want to put this question out to the audience today. Should I? And because I don't want to, quite frankly. It's like the same thing. It's like, not only do I realize if I would have tried to press charges against that woman in D.C., I would have been able to get no more video after that, because it would have taken an hour just to file all the police reports. Trust me, I've had to do it before. They wouldn't have even have wanted me to do it anyway. Yeah, there's the SNL writer that wants to, you know, give you a little hummer if you punch a nice teenage boy in the face. That's nice. Real becoming. She's allowed on Twitter. I can't even think straight. So I was thinking about just opening up the calls and just saying, should I actually try to press charges against that woman? Because you notice, I'm not trying to have her doxxed. My audience isn't trying to have her doxxed. I'm not trying to destroy her life. But that's what the left does. So it's like, at a certain level, because I have the shows where I say, should we start engaging in the same tactics that they engage in? Should we? Should we today engage in the same tactics that the left engage in, and we'll do a whole show, and I'll take calls, and I'll say, should I press charges against that woman? And we'll take calls all day, and they'll say, yes, you should press charges against that woman. And then we can sit here, and we can try to dox that woman, and somebody will be able to find her identity by the end of the show, guaranteed. But you know what? We don't do that, because we have a little class. And you know, really, at the end of the day, I'm just a mensch. And that's why I don't want to have the police go after that lady and to try to arrest her. I feel bad for her. She's mentally deranged. She needs to be locked up in a mental institution. It's like this. Okay. First, we're going to try to inject you with a little reality, a little truth, a little reasoning. And let's see how you respond. All right. Donald Trump has appointed more women to his administration than any president in U.S. history. Oh, racist, bigot, what? No, I'm going to grab you by the balls. Okay, ma'am, go ahead and step through that door and put on the straitjacket. Thank you, we'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Well, into the war room. Here's the deal. I've got Dr. Christian Pamela coming up, and we're going to talk about some stem cell news with her in the next segment. And then Roger Stone is with me in the second hour, and I know he's got stuff that he wants to update the audience on. And I promise in the third hour that I'm going to take your phone calls. So I'm going to dedicate the entire third hour to taking your phone calls, and we may even squeeze some in with Roger Stone. I'm going to do some news in this segment, and then the guest is going to join me. But first, I have to tell you, I do have my bodies right here, and today I have zero soreness in my legs, which you would think I would have after running 3 miles last night. And I'm doing this new thing in the gym now that I'm only really lifting weights every other day instead of every day. And so I'm kind of trying new stuff, spending more time lifting weights. And I did the 10,000 pound challenge last night. When you challenge yourself, you try to lift 10,000 pounds in one night at the gym. I actually ended up going over. It was easier than I thought. So it's like if you do like 50 squats at 200 pounds, that's like 10,000 pounds. But so usually after that, my legs today would be dead. After all the running, all the squatting, all the leg presses and everything. Yeah, you can do 100,000 pounds if you want to look like that guy. But not quite there yet. But the point is, I have no soreness today in my legs whatsoever. No ankle soreness, no knee soreness, where sometimes I will have some knee kind of stiffness, actually, more not soreness. But in the hamstrings, I'll get soreness in the glutes. And I am zero soreness today. And I say it's 100% from the bodies. The pure turmeric in the bodies, folks. I'm telling you right now. Now, that's why I like the bodies. So the day after an extreme workout like that, I feel no soreness. And I can even go to the gym and play ball tonight or something if I wanted to, instead of having to sit a whole day out from exercising because you just lifted so much. I'm telling you, it's the bodies. I do two of them after the workout, zero soreness the next day. But that's why I like them. People tell me they like the bodies. Some people that work, heavy labor jobs, construction, and they get soreness from, you know, lifting all day, lifting awkward things, you know, jackhammering, just whatever it takes to get a job done. And they deal with soreness and aches and pains. They tell me the bodies works for them. I hear chefs that work in a very, you know, high demand kitchen that have to be on their feet for 10 hours a shift, running around the kitchen, making sure everything's getting out on time. They tell me the bodies, and it really helps them with the swelling and inflammation in their ankles and their knees after standing around for the long day. We've had people call in and say that they think it helps with their allergies or their sinuses, because their sinuses get inflamed, and they think that the bodies is doing something to help bring that down. So we've had all kinds of different testimonies come in here. You can go read the reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, but once you discover bodies and it where it applies to helping you, I think you will become a fan. And it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of bodies at 50%off.com. And you know what? What do you guys think? Should I do the 100,000-pound challenge next time? Maybe I'll do the 100,000-pound challenge on Thursday. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the 100,000-pound challenge on Thursday. And if I can even walk to the desk, it'll be proof that bodies works. All right. Now, let me do a news blitz here before my guest joins me. We kind of already got into all the Twitter stuff, but let me just go down this list again for you. So again, Ann Coulter highlights, as of August 2018, journalists say Alex Jones caused the family of Hook victims to be harassed, so he has to be banned from social media. Alex Jones gets banned. Now the same journalists are saying, please kill these children and their families because of a news hoax that happened over the weekend. And then there's a story in The Week that basically highlights how Twitter has now become the 5 minutes of hate factory. But again, it's like I'll open up the phone lines in the third hour and I'll ask the audience, should I press charges against that woman that sexually assaulted me? Notice how my audience isn't doxing her. We're not attacking her. We're not calling for people to harass her because we don't do that. That's what the left does. That's how they engage in their 5 minutes of hate. Here's Kevin Allred. I forget who this guy is. Kevin Allred says, white people are terrorists. Whiteness is terrorism. Well, I suggested he turns himself into Gitmo then, considering he's white, but he's allowed to operate. The crew pulled this one up earlier. SNL writer offers oral sex for anyone who punches MAGA kid, Sarah Beatty. That's just like Madonna, who said she'd, you know, she'd suck you off if, what'd she say, if you murdered Trump or something? It's all good. It's all good. Good, clean fun. That's just unbelievable. This is what goes on Twitter, folks. So, you know, Twitter allows all of these people to target and harass those teenage boys and their family, and that's perfectly fine. But if you're Alex Jones and you just want to go to a Trump rally and do a live stream, well, you're pretty much just scum, and you have to be banned. And so now, I guess it was yesterday, the American Indian Movement of Indiana and Kentucky decided to hold a peaceful vigil today at Covington Catholic. Boy, that's a real good idea, isn't it? Let's just fan the flames of that a little bit more. So Covington Catholic now has to take a day off school because of security concerns. Look at how out of control the leftist media is. Now, I can't even help but want to go down this road. Let me tell you something. If somebody tried to come to my high school and start something like this when I was at school, there was a man named Ray Barr, former drill sergeant, I believe it was from the Marines. I think he was a former Marine himself, a real man. Let me tell you something. He whooped our ass good if we stepped out of line, but he'd whoop your ass twice as good if you came into his doors and tried to mess us up. And so I can't even imagine if someone tried to come to our school and try to start some media event, what he would have done. I almost want to just try to get people from my high school to call in. That would have been something. Lawyer for Covington Catholic High School families threatens lawsuit against media unless they retract false stories. That's going to happen, folks, because most of these people aren't retracting. A lot of them are deleting, but most of them are not retracting. So that lawsuit is going to go through, and that could be a big story in the near future. Supreme Court allows Trump to temporarily enforce trans soldiers' ban. How about this? California State Senate bans the use of he and she during hearings. That's a real story. California State Senate bans the use of he and she during hearings, then shockingly breaks its own rules. Wow. Yeah, that's going to be real tough to communicate when you get rid of some of the most used words in the lexicon. Oh, but, you know, we don't want to be intolerant by saying he or she. We don't want to be intolerant by showing the image of a mother. So just, you know, you better be, like the new transgender viral video. Know your pronouns. Know your pronouns. Yes, we'll see. Soon they'll stop teaching history. Soon they'll stop teaching biology. Soon they'll stop teaching chemistry. And it'll all be proper pronoun. It'll all be proper verbiage, proper vernacular, political correctness, white supremacy bad. Like, that's the real education you want.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. This broadcast contains subject matter that might offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back into the War Room. My next guest is the Chief Scientific Officer of the U.S. Stem Cell Clinic of Sunrise, Florida, Kristen Camella. Dr. Camella joins me. She has, well, she's featured in a story from the FDA. Press announcements, FDA seeks permanent injunctions against two stem cell clinics, one of those being Dr. Camella's. And so I want to get her take on this, what she thinks is going on, and then I'll weigh in a little bit myself. So Dr. Camella, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. A pleasure to be here.
Well, just in general, I think that stem cell research is something that's in one mindset kind of taboo, in another mindset inevitable and a great scientific way to, you know, help the fellow humans. So there's kind of an argument there, but that doesn't seem to be the issue at hand with the FDA. So what is the FDA claiming is the issue at hand here when it comes to your clinic?
Yeah, so first of all, every single one of us have stem cells inside our body. And the main purpose of these cells is to maintain and heal tissue. So the stem cells that we work with at our clinic are actually from your own body. In other words, this has nothing to do with aborted tissue or aborted fetuses. This is adult stem cells. And the power to heal exists inside you. The technology to heal exists inside you. And the challenge is that the FDA wants to deem these cells that are inside your body as a drug. And my opinion is that the cells inside me are mine and that I should be allowed to use the cells inside me to heal. And that all Americans should have the ability to tap into this technology inside them to heal. And so I have chosen to fight for the rights of Americans to use their own stem cells.
Now, we can get into some of the science of this. We can apply this to what is now actually a big story coming out of the Planned Parenthood in California, where the judge, has now admitted, yes, that was real tape of them admitting they're selling these body parts. But again, that's not what your clinic is involved in. Your clinic is involved in using your own stem cells to heal itself. Now, the reason why I want to go down this road is because it seems to me that there is a common thread here, which is the rules don't apply to some. Now, I am not really at liberty to discuss this. I don't know how much you know about this. I'm not trying to put you on a spot. I had somebody come up to me last year and tell me in confidence that in real time, certain, let's just say at the highest levels, athletes are using stem cells in real time during competition. And I never hear anything about that. I don't think the FDA is doing anything about that. Again, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I don't know if you've heard about that. Just in generally speaking, though, does this seem to be something where the FDA is kind of playing the arbiter of who gets to come into this industry as it's kind of becoming groundbreaking and who doesn't?
So we're currently doing these procedures in the United States. There's really no reason for patients to have to leave the country. And right now they don't have to leave the country. It is something that can be done right now in clinics here in the United States. It's a very simple procedure. We isolate a small sample of fat tissue, and from that fat tissue, we can get large amounts of stem cells, which can then be applied where a patient might need that. For example, in orthopedics or in other indications, systemic or neurological conditions. There's really no reason to leave the country. And if the FDA were to limit the ability of patients to get these treatments here in the United States, it would only force patients to have to leave the country. And that really limits it to people who have the means and the ability to travel. And so our opinion is that that's not fair. This should be a therapy that's available to all Americans to really harness that healing potential and reverse the effects of different diseases and injuries. The challenge is that pharmaceutical companies are not able to harness this technology, bottle it, and sell it. So there's really no space for pharmaceutical companies to make money here. So my opinion is that the pharmaceutical companies would like to stop this field from advancing. At the same time that the FDA began bringing action against our clinic, who is offering these therapies in the neighborhood of $5,000 to $10,000, the company Novartis, a big pharma company, was fast-tracked with a cell therapy product approved by the FDA, and they sell their therapy for $500,000 per dose. So I think that there's a big disconnect between what is being offered to the Americans.
So there it is. It's big pharma getting their fingerprints all over the FDA and pulling the strings to make sure that your clinic, which is not based on big pharma and you know something that is kind of a smaller industry, people might call mom and pop shop. Point is, they don't want you to exist. You're not allowed to be groundbreaking here with the stem cell treatment. Only big pharma is allowed to. But it's strange to me because I'm reading this story from the FDA, and it talks about the reason why they're doing this to you is it's saying that you're not meeting, your clinic is not meeting some of the practices that they're saying to keep this process safe. But I didn't really see any details of that in this story. So what are they saying that you're not doing that is not safe at your clinic. Again, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just saying they don't really highlight it in this story. So I'm just trying to figure out what it is they're saying you're not doing right.
So clinics and physicians and other medical professionals have a different set of regulations that they must follow that are regulated at the state level by the medical boards. So our clinics are completely compliant with all regulations set by the state for our physicians and other practitioners that work in the clinic. The federal government, which is the FDA, regulates drugs. And drugs have a different set of regulations because these are prepared in mass quantity, so they have to be prepared in clean rooms. And the regulations set for drug production would never be appropriate for a clinic. They're completely different regulations. So when the FDA came to our clinic, they regulated us as if we were a drug production facility. And we do not follow drug production facility requirements, nor could any clinic or hospital. So it really did not make sense the way they imposed regulations on us. And they are using those federal laws to try and stop practitioners from practicing medicine.
So they kind of got you, I don't know if loophole is the right word, but basically they did an end around to target you with something that's totally illegitimate. That makes sense. Again, it seems like this is Big Pharma trying to control this new groundbreaking industry using the FDA, which we've seen too many times. Monsanto does the same thing. And then they're basically skirting the real law and picking and choosing which law applies to your clinic, whether or not it should apply in that regard or not. So in the next segment, I want to actually talk about stem cell treatment and everything that's cool that we can see from this in the future, that I know that that's probably why you really got into this field. But just in the final minute and a half here, I mean, so what do you do moving forward? What are other people going to do moving forward that want to try to get into this market on the same scale as you and just bring this to a local level that might get targeted by the FDA? I mean, what's your recourse here?
So the FDA has filed a lawsuit against me personally, as well as the clinic. And at the point that they were going to file the lawsuit, they first offered what is called a consent decree, which essentially said that if I agreed to sign that and go away and be quiet, they would not file a lawsuit. And I did not choose to sign that. I chose to stand up for the rights of Americans. So right now I am in a full-blown lawsuit with the United States of America, which was news to me that that was even a possibility. Obviously, I got into this space because I love science and medicine, not because I thought I would be in really financially crippling lawsuits. So I would encourage patients to understand their rights and to know that they can use their body to heal. They can visit us at US Stem Cell Clinic and send us a note, learn about these type of therapies. In addition, we have a website that we set up as a nonprofit called mycellsmychoice.org. Please sign the note there to join our mailing list and to learn about some of these therapies and how you have a right to use your cells to heal.
All right. So My Cells, My Choice, there's the website. So the FDA is targeting Dr. Camilla right now and her clinic because, well, she doesn't really work with the big pharmaceutical dominated Western medical industry. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Camilla about why I imagine she got into the stem cell treatment industry, because she wants to help people. And this is a groundbreaking science, really, that's up and coming right now. We'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Dr. Kristen Camilla is my guest. Her website is usstemcellclinic.com, mycellsmychoice.com. And she's being targeted right now by the FDA because she's not a big pharmaceutical company. And as we all know, Big Pharma runs pretty much anything considered medicine or treatment in the West. But this is a up-and-coming therapy. This is an up-and-coming thing, and Dr. Camilla just wants to bring it to local people in her area of Florida. She just wants to make it available for the average folk out there that maybe can't spend $500,000 on stem cell therapy or the expenses to fly around the world to get it. And I know I've talked about this before, but in confidence, an individual told me, who works in the field of stem cell therapy and research. This was actually, I met him. He knew who I was. He was on his way to the Super Bowl, actually. I'm probably already saying too much. But he was basically telling me what I already assumed after watching sports, like watching a football game on the sideline multiple times. You wonder how a guy can have a collision like that and then even get up, let alone have the next play. And so basically he was like, yeah, dude, like I give these athletes stem cell therapy in real time. He's like, most of the time during a ball game, they won't do it in real time, but like off the field, they're all doing it. But for a big game like the Super Bowl or for a big game like that, they've got us on the sideline that we're ready to go. And, you know, so he's telling me all this in confidence, but it was weird because I was doing a little research into that. And for some reason, it was a story how this was up and coming and everything in about 2016. Then there's been a total media blackout since. And I think it's because of the, let's say the stereotype that comes along with any performance enhancing drugs. Athletes don't want to be associated with that. So they kind of didn't want to put that out there or bury that. But I'm just kind of throwing that out there to let the audience know that this really is an up and coming treatment. This really is the future of a lot of different therapies and healing processes. And that's why I believe Dr. Camilla got started into this. I think that that's why she wanted to run her own clinic so she could make it available to people in her area for an affordable price, at least in comparison to what else was out there. So Dr. Camilla, have you heard about this stuff with the professional athletes using it, it being available for them? But then B, just talk about the future of stem cell therapy, what we know about stem cells and how it's going to be used in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've treated more than 10,000 patients with a very strong safety profile. We've published more articles than anyone in the space using adipose or fat-derived stem cells in a variety of different clinical applications, everything from orthopedics to systemic issues, autoimmune diseases, to neurological conditions. With regards to the athletes, I actually consider it criminal that every morning we don't give our athletes a dose of stem cells. These can be very helpful in traumatic brain injury, as well as other neurological conditions. The concept is that stem cells are your natural body's healing. They help to bring down inflammation. They help to promote new tissue formation. We should be doing this for all of our patients. We have an opportunity to actually get to the root cause of a disease or an injury as opposed to masking the pain. And I think we're all aware of the opiate epidemic, and we have an opportunity to move into a new paradigm of medicine. This is regenerative medicine. Stem cells are the future, and they are here today.
Now, see, your response to that tells me exactly what I thought about you is true, is that you genuinely just want to bring this to people that need it. And, you know, a lot of people would say, well, you know, we don't want the athletes using that. It could create a dangerous stereotype. This, you're saying, no, of course we want them using this. It makes sense. This is all natural. They're damaging their bodies. We've got all these different injuries that are still kind of mysteries as the long-term effects that we could maybe be scuttling now by using stem cells. So, and again, it's weird though. I think that there's a stigma attached to this, Dr. Camilla. It's kind of like the same thing. Really, it all derives from steroids. Now, I'm not comparing the two. Obviously, steroids are not good, not natural, not suggesting you use that. I'm saying that because of athletes using steroids to enhance their performance, now any sort of performance-enhancing drug or PED has a stigma attached to it, or anything you do is considered a performance-enhancing drug. So I think that that's why the professional sports industry has kind of got away from talking about it or promoting it when just a few years ago it was coming up as all the rage.
Yeah, so a couple of things. One, what we use are adult stem cells. So there's certainly no ethical concerns that you would see surrounding some of the embryonic stem cell products. And also, stem cells are not going to be performance enhancing. They are injury repairing. They are inflammation reducing. So they're not going to make someone a super athlete. They are going to repair damage. This can also work in diseases in the same way. Most diseases have to do with inflamed tissue and damaged tissue, and stem cells can help in both scenarios.
Now, we've seen the government and actually even private corporations, I'm trying to just go back in my head and remember, patent genes. For example, there was the one gene that always seems to be linked to breast cancer, that there was some private practice that they tried to actually patent that for themselves so that anything dealing with that, had to go through them. Is there anything happening like that with stem cells? Is anybody trying to patent stem cells or try to just basically get a monopoly over that market?
Yes. So one of the things that pharmaceutical companies are attempting to do is create an off-the-shelf stem cell product. This would be stem cells from somebody else, a donor stem cell. These could be culture expanded and from one donor, for example. What we are doing is using your own stem cells, your stem cells working inside you. My professional opinion is that using your own stem cells is going to be superior. You don't have any of the risks of disease transmission. You certainly don't have any risk for rejection because these are your own cells. So this would be the preferred source. The challenge is that Big Pharma has no way to make money if you are using the cells from your own body, because this would be done in a clinical setting with a physician. There's no room for Big Pharma in that because there's nothing for them to bottle and sell. So we are met with a lot of resistance. I suppose it's okay because I'm willing to fight and because I know I'm on the right side of history. Regenerative medicine will change medicine as we know it. And there are 10,000 patients who have received treatments using the therapies that we have developed, and no one can take that away from me.
Well, and in a, it's kind of a similar thing, not the same vein, my words, not yours. You have the CRISPR gene editing happening right now. I mean, this could be going on in your neighbor's, you know, basement. You wouldn't even know it, the CRISPR gene editing. So this is the kind of stuff right now that's kind of the next, I think, form of medicine and self-healing and all this stuff. But I think that, you know, you probably already know this, but your biggest challenge might be dealing with the negative stereotypes when it comes to the stem cell research because of what people have done, which I'm glad you make it clear. Like, you know, we've heard the stories coming out of Planned Parenthood, you know, the aborted fetus stem cells, embryonic stem cells. That's not what you're doing. You don't want to do that. It's never been what your practice has even thought about. So you have to deal with the negative stereotypes of that. You're going to have to deal with the Luddites inside, you know, just the medical industry that think that this is going to be dangerous. You're going to have to deal with big pharmaceutical that's going to try to make sure you can't even get a foot into the market. So just in the final 2 minutes we have you, how are you going to fight this battle and where can people kind of follow the battle that you're fighting and support you?
Yeah, so a couple things. One, I encourage everyone to go to usstemcellclinic.com, send us a note. Maybe they have questions about themselves or loved ones regarding stem cell treatments to find out whether or not that could be something that could benefit them. We do free consults for any interested patients. I would also like to encourage everyone to go to mycellsmychoice.org and join our mailing list. Let the government know that you own the cells in your body and that this is not a drug. You are not made of drugs. And then lastly, I would like to ask everyone to send me a note on my Facebook page, which is Kristen with an I, Camilla, comma, PhD, and just say, keep fighting.
All right. Well, absolutely. I applaud you in your effort. I think that this is definitely the future of medicine when it comes to healing properties and just, you know, regenerating everything that goes on naturally in your own body. So, of course, you're going to have to fight Big Pharma on this. And, you know, I hope that, you know the role you're taking, you know, the mantle you're taking. Like you said, you didn't expect to have to be involved in a lawsuit against the United States of America. But that's the fight you're engaged in now. So thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Kristen Camilla. Again, usstemcellclinic.com. And folks, do a little research into this for yourself. There's a lot of cool stuff out there. And when President Trump talks about bringing future technology to the present, when President Trump talks about bringing the secret health technology to the average citizen, this is the kind of stuff he's talking about, folks. Big Pharma wants this stuff to be basically scuttled and buried before it can even get to the public. That's why Dr. Kristen Camilla is fighting this battle to say, hey, look, you're not going to shut me down and you're not going to shut me up. That's what big pharmaceutical companies want so they can control this industry. With more doctors like Kristen Camilla, it's not going to be allowed to go down like that. We'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Is now. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, welcome back into the War Room. My co-host, Roger Stone. is about to join me around the corner. But first, you've seen what's happened to the Covington Catholic High School boys. You saw the mainstream media lie about that situation. They have not retracted. They have not backed down from these lies. In fact, they continue to push these lies. Here is the report from Greg Reese.
A group of young students from Covington Catholic High School were in Washington, D.C. on a field trip. A group known as the Black Israelites began shouting at the young high school students, calling them incest babies, dogs, and crackers.
I see you. You want to wave high? A bunch of incest babies. A bunch of babies made out of incest.
They even wished death upon their parents.
May the Lord strike your mother and your father down. I wish I knew the curse of the evil.
The young students responded by turning away from the verbal attack and engaging in spirited school cheers.
Goddamn dog, get rid of your lice.
Y'all sound like a bunch of dogs.
That's right.
A bunch of hyenas. Yeah, a bunch of dogs. A bunch of hyenas.
So far, a normal day in America's diverse capital. But then, a group of Native Americans who were in the area protesting approached the group of children.
That's right. Here come Gad. Here come Gad. Here come Gad. Look at our Make America Great Again hats.
Elderly Native American Nathan Phillips walked right up to young student Nick Sandman and began beating a drum in his face for several minutes, making him understandably uncomfortable. Grown adults can be heard telling the young white children to go back to Europe. Out of all this, the mainstream media created a fictional narrative that claimed the students provoked the entire ordeal. They claim the young students approached the Native American with hostility and racial hatred, when in fact, the full video shows exactly the opposite. As a result of this lie, the unhinged American left began spewing calls for violence on social media. They even called for the murder of the entire school. The mainstream media is not only lying, they are now targeting young, innocent American lives. They are not only creating false narratives, but they are fomenting violence. They are using their powerful platforms to not only betray the public's trust, but to weaponize us against each other. These crimes are most serious, and one can only hope that justice makes a long stop in America. This is Greg Reese for InfoWars.com.
You know, and it's funny because I'm down in D.C. while all this is going on. I was covering the Women's March, then I was covering President Trump's emergency announcement, and then we had to rush out of there to catch a flight back to Austin. So I didn't even actually get any of this while it was breaking down. I'd heard about something, but as far as like covering it or commenting or really seeing anything of it or while it was first breaking, you know, we were in the middle of traveling. And when I first got back and saw the video, it was like, I thought it was actually cool. I thought you had a Native American man actually leading a chant with his drum with all these boys chanting. That's what it first looked like to me, was here's a bunch of young high school boys wearing MAGA hats, and here's a Native American, they call him an elder, you know, banging a drum, leading a chant. I thought they were all together like, hey, America's awesome, let's, you know, whatever. And then you go back, you review everything. But the most shocking thing is that still to this day, 3 days after it's been exposed as a total hoax, CNN and the rest of them are still saying that the Catholic Covington High School boys are the ones to blame. All right, Roger Stone on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Into the second hour of the War Room, my co-host Roger Stone joins me now. And I know that Roger has a lot of stuff he's going to want to talk about. We may have time to open up the phone lines, but you know, Roger, I want to just get get this out of the way first, because again, it's been something that not only have you dealt with personally, but it's something that we're continuing to deal with, and you predicted would be happening, and also it, as you've said, is the biggest issue perhaps moving forward for President Trump's re-election, other than just literally the rigged elections, and that's the social media censorship. And I, you know, Roger, it's here's my question for you, I guess. They haven't banned all of us yet. Obviously, you're banned, but, you know, I'm personally still allowed to exist on Twitter. Caitlin Bennett is still personally allowed to exist on Twitter. And there's other people that have similar views and videos and stuff. They're allowed to exist on Twitter. But as our accounts continue to get more exposure, they're going to have to do something about it, Roger. So where do you think we're at right now with the censorship from Twitter and Facebook, where the war room is banned? We're not allowed to be on Twitter. But if you're doxing teenagers, if you're lying and targeting and harassing teenagers, you're allowed to exist, specifically in mass. They do it by the thousands. So, Roger, I just want to get your take on this. Where do you think we're at right now as far as the censorship is concerned? How much longer do conservatives have basically to exist on Twitter? Or when will people finally see the double standards of Twitter? Or will Twitter finally come around and do the right thing? Not that any of us are expecting that. But, I mean, where do you think we're at right now, Roger, with the censorship as far as how the public sees it and where the censorship goes next?
Well, Owen, I posted a terrific piece from Breitbart on my personal Facebook page and my Stone Cold Truth Facebook page, because the high number of verified tweeters calling for violence against the Covington High School students is extraordinary. And of course, while many of them took those tweets down in the face of additional information, none of them have been banned. None of them have been suspended. Yet I hurt Jake Tapper's fragile feelings in 2017, and I am banned for life. I think the answer to your question is now Twitter is doing things that are contrary to their best business interests. Twitter's no longer about making money. I'm not even sure they make a profit. So it really is about censoring the political narrative. And I think the short answer is that, first of all, they will censor as many conservatives, as many as libertarians, as many Trump supporters as they need to win the next elections. And this will only be ended not by Twitter executives, not by public pressure, sadly enough, but by President Donald Trump directing his Justice Department to bring a comprehensive antitrust action against Twitter and Facebook and Apple and Google and Spotify and all of these sites. One of the things that's extraordinary was that Alex Jones and I sat there at the House Judiciary Committee meeting, and we heard the incoming chairman, Jerry Nadler of New York, say that the idea that conservatives were disadvantaged by Google in their Google search or disadvantaged on the internet was a right-wing conspiracy theory. This in the face of the incredible videos produced by Project Veritas, this in the face of internal emails and internal videos from Google that have been publicly released that show that the only one engaging in a conspiracy theory here is Congressman Nadler. I think that you have a very strong case for collusion. You have this, in essence, is racketeering. You would have a very hard time convincing me that Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Spotify at all decided to ban Alex Jones on exactly the same day. But as Tim Cook says, they never spoke to each other and they never had any discussions. That just defies a credibility. So I'm glad you led with the Covington students, because this has backfired on the left and on the mainstream media in a spectacular way. And you can see the great weight now in social media weighing in against the false narrative that was presented to us about what actually happened. And then Michael Caputo with WBEN in Buffalo, New York, who has appeared here on InfoWars numerous times, was able to put forward the actual military record of Nathan Phillips, who isn't at all who he claims to be. He's not a decorated Vietnam War veteran. He's not a Marine Corps reconnaissance ranger, a position that does not even, or rank that does not even exist. He's a left-wing provocateur who goes around the country trying to incite riots. So I think the mainstream media got spanked very badly here, Owen.
I mean, Roger, we've now entered a time beyond reasonable doubt. This is where America's at right now. You have radical leftists going out in the streets and assaulting and beating and brutalizing and bullying and harassing people. You have the mainstream media knowingly engaging in fabricated media hoaxes to target and harass certain people. And you have social media as a key tool helping them engage in all of this. And it's all allowed to exist. But on the other end of the spectrum, you have conservatives being censored like Laura Loomer, yourself, Alex Jones, where, I mean, I'm trying not to get censored on social media. So I try to, you know, play the games with them. I never tweet anything with Islam in it. I never tweet anything with transsexual in it. Those are the buzzwords that are illegal immigrants. Those are like the buzzwords they always seem to hit. But I mean, Roger, everything that we've talked about here, as you said, and this is perhaps the most frustrating thing, everything we've said here is documented by Project Veritas. You have the Democrats admitting that they start riots. They admit it. They admit they shut down the Trump rally in Chicago. Aaron Black and Bob Kramer both got fired. You have undercover video of CNN producers and hosts saying there is no Russian collusion. We have no journalistic integrity. It's all a big fat joke. You can see the harassment that happens to the teenagers from Covington Catholic who were totally innocent in that entire situation. I mean, what? When is something going to give here, Roger?
Well, what's interesting is that the lawsuits that have been brought thus far against the tech giants arguing on First Amendment rights and equal protection have, generally speaking, been dismissed. And therefore, to the extent that these companies have a legal vulnerability, it is based on antitrust issues, racketeering issues, business contract issues. Jason Fike, who's appeared here on InfoWars, is making great strides in his lawsuit against Facebook, where they have literally destroyed his business just because he owns some sites that were pro-Trump, although that's not the entire bulk of his business. So there's one man who can solve this, Owen. He is the big man at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I know he believes that he will never be censored, although I would bet that he's being shadow banned even as we speak. So when you see him reaching 3 or 5 million people, is it really 7 or 10? There's no way of knowing. I know from my own experience that I'm not reaching the kind of people on my Facebook feeds that I was in 2016. Like you, I'm very carefully not to address some topics, which is extraordinary that I have to do that. But I try to live by their very vague guidelines. The president needs to take action here. Essentially, even if they don't censor him, they're taking away the amplifying factor, the fact that his supporters are not there to push and spread his message even further and wider. And that was, if you go to my book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution, which you can get on the InfoWars.com site, by the way. I have an entire chapter about the role that alternative media, particularly InfoWars, in the primary phase, played in the election of Donald Trump. I also think it is the single largest factor in our defeat in the House in the last election. And if the president does not address this and does not address it soon, it not only would hamper him in an impeachment fight, perhaps fatally, but it will destroy his chances for re-election.
And they're already censoring Donald Trump. I'm notified to get his tweets on all my phones. I don't get notified once.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, I
oh my gosh.
Back down.
Oh, it just came to me. I just had an epiphany.
No, I won't back down.
I am going to do a live stream tomorrow on the War Room Facebook page around noon. So just be tuned in to that. I'll do a little bit of a teaser. The epiphany I just had was, I think I'm going to print out about 50 of these stories right here from the New York Times. Cash flowed to Clinton Foundation amid Russian uranium deal. And I think I'm going to go to the Texas State Capitol, and I think I'm going to say, I found the Russian collusion. I found the Russian collusion. And I'm just going to hand out the New York Times story from April 22nd, 2015, documenting all the Russian collusion of Vladimir Putin wanting to become the number one holder of enriched uranium, and Hillary Clinton and the Democrats with Mueller and Rosenstein making that dream for Putin come true. So I think maybe I'll do that tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that live stream tomorrow around 11:30 or noon, whenever I can find it up, fire it up from the state capitol building here in Austin, Texas, which, you know, I think I've decided really I just need to do more of these videos until they just totally ban me off social media, because they do seem to go the most viral. But Roger, my co-host, Roger Stone, wants to talk about this story, how the Clinton machine flooded the FBI with Trump-Russia dirt until agents bit. So, yeah, Roger, it's like I can highlight the Russian collusion with Clinton doing the uranium deal, but we can go more recent than that. In 2016, Hillary Clinton paid to get intelligence from Russian intelligence officers. That's just a fact. That's how the dossier came to be. It's all documented. So, I mean, which Russian collusion do we talk about? The Uranium One deal or the dossier deal? Roger, does any of it even matter? In fact, Roger, here's what we should report on. Roger Stone has been colluding with Barney the Dinosaur to take down Sesame Street as the number one child's program on PBS. That's the story now, Roger. I don't need any proof. I'm just going to make it up.
Well, Owen, I want to bring people's attention to this terrific new story by John Solomon of The Hill. Solomon has now documented that the FBI was literally being flooded with various Clinton associates at all levels, trying to get them interested in the phony dossier. And as the election year went on, the contacts of the Clintonites rose to a higher and higher level until the FBI ultimately bit. Now, we also know that a senior partner at Coy Perkins, the Democratic law firm that Hillary Clinton paid for the formulation and fabrication of the phony dossier, for which they retained Christopher Steele, was in direct contact with the FBI general counsel and others to try to move this false narrative. The importance, of course, is that the underlying document, the so-called phony dossier, which was fed to Mike Isikoff of Yahoo, a shill for the FBI, who then wrote the story as if the dossier were real without ever reporting on its origins and its partisan beginning. And then that story was shown to the FISA judge as a rationale for the illegal surveillance of Donald Trump's campaign. I have reason to believe that this surveillance not only went beyond Carter Page, but that it included yours truly. The New York Times reported that on page one. On January 20th, 2017, my lawyers have researched it thoroughly. We are convinced the story is accurate. The probable cause and the reason that I was spied on in 2016, long before Mr. Mueller's probe had begun, long before there were any congressional investigations, really even before Hillary Clinton began this Russophobia campaign to distract from her own campaign's tight connections with Vladimir Putin. As Alex Jones has revealed here on InfoWars, Hillary Clinton met several times privately with Vladimir Putin as Secretary of State prior to becoming a candidate. We don't have any transcript. There are no interpreters coming forward to tell us what was discussed in that meeting. We know that Barack Obama was caught in a hot mic saying that after his reelection, he'd have greater flexibility for his dealings with Russia. But what's really driving the left crazy now is that you have a new chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And in a story in The Hill Also, Lindsey Graham has signaled his intention to have the committee investigate Hillary Clinton's email scandal, the illegal FISA warrants. Presumably, that would include the origins of the Steele dossier. And the Democrats on the committee have gone out of their minds. Dick Durbin, Sheldon Whitehouse, Dianne Feinstein, trying to argue that this is all new. So in other words, what Hillary Clinton did in 2016, that's off limits. We can't examine that. But what Donald Trump did in 2016, that should be the focus of the Congress's investigation. Sheldon Whitehouse even said, jocularly as a joke, well, maybe we should investigate Benghazi again. You know what, Senator? That's a really good idea, because we still don't know what really happened in Benghazi. And no one in their right mind believes the attack on our compound there was caused by a anti-Islamic video that was shown once in Turkey, a country that is largely not wired for the net. That's a cover story. We do know in the Clinton email controversy that she was questioned not under oath, and that her it was actually minutes. She was not put under any kind of vigorous cross-examination, and that her two top aides were given immunity and their laptops were destroyed. So I think there's plenty of probable cause for a real vigorous congressional investigation. And while I like Chuck Grassley, I think he's a great man. I do think that you, in a former prosecutor, military prosecutor in Lindsey Graham, you'll have a new aggressiveness on the part of the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And the Democrats now, Owen, are whistling past the graveyard. This is their worst fear. We didn't get the kind of investigation into the FISA warrants that we needed under the House Republicans, because it led to Donald Trump. And he has to date still not unredacted, still not declassified the documents that I'm convinced will lay their entire plot to hijack the 2016 election at the direction of Barack Obama, right to the former president's door. What did Obama know, and when did he know it? It's a fair question. And we have a number, including James Clapper, his own director of intelligence, has said on CNN, this was all done at the behest of Obama. The American people need to know this. So kudos to Lindsey Graham. I've been critical of the senator of South Carolina in the past when he was the Sancho Panza for John McCain, but he stood tall in the Kavanaugh matter, and he is standing tall in this matter, Owen.
Well, and Roger, let's not forget, because the media hoax that the mainstream media pulled over America, or attempted to pull over America, with the Covington Catholic story, that distracted from the huge news that broke Friday, which wasn't news at all. It ended up being fake news, that BuzzFeed reported that Trump ordered Michael Cohen to lie. Robert Mueller came out and said that was not true and debunked the BuzzFeed story, and the Covington Catholic school story just erased that off the market.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Yesterday was not only Martin Luther King's birthday, which became a federal holiday through the extraordinary efforts of my longtime friend, Congressman Jack F. Kemp of Buffalo, Republican, a man with a deep commitment to equality and civil rights. But it was also the 50th anniversary of Richard Nixon's becoming president in 1969. Richard Nixon ended the war in Vietnam. He reached a strategic arms limitation agreement with the Soviets. He opened the door to China. He desegregated the American public schools. He desegregated the trade unions. He unilaterally saved Israel in the Yom Kippur War of 1973. He launched the war on cancer. He gave us federal revenue sharing. And he appointed more African Americans to federal office than Lyndon Baines Johnson and John F. Kennedy combined. He also made several egregious mistakes, including the war on drugs, which has been an abysmal, expensive failure. He closed the gold window, from which I think we are still suffering. And of course, he enacted wage and price controls. He still goes down in my book as one of our greatest presidents. And there are many analogies between President Richard Nixon, who took office 50 years ago yesterday, and the current president. The largest, of course, is that Nixon was, above all, a peacemaker, and he left a more peaceful world when he left office in 1974. He was also taken down by a deep state who was threatened by his efforts to make peace, just after President Donald Trump's intention to withdraw us from Syria and Afghanistan and Iraq, as the war hawks and the neocons whose predecessors took down Nixon shook up and trying to remove our president today. So a little history lesson there. We are going to take your calls. An excellent suggestion from my colleague Owen Schroyer. That number, 888-201-2244. Again, 888-201-2244. Jump on the hotline right now and maybe we can get to your call. There's a lot of confusion about what's going on in Washington. Sources tell me the president has no intention of not delivering his State of the Union address, but he is highly likely to give the address from a location outside of Washington, D.C., a historic first for this president. But there have been many historic firsts. Donald Trump has created more manufacturing jobs in 2 years than any president in history, over 500,000 new manufacturing jobs out of 4.8 million new jobs created since he took president, since he became president. The GDP has averaged about 4%. The best that Barack Obama could do was less. And this economic prosperity so threatens the deep state and those who would remove them that the Federal Reserve has begun a series of quote-unquote corrections, reminding me of the way they sabotaged the economy in 1973 and 4 to create a backdrop for Richard Nixon's removal. That is what they seek to do. Clearly, they are willing to hurt the country, hurt working people, hurt people who are just getting back to work, and kill this new American prosperity. It is a great American tragedy. But it shows, as Bill Maher, who's actually a friend of mine, said some months ago, if it takes crashing the economy, if it takes putting people out of work to remove Donald Trump, well, they're prepared to do that. Owen?
Well, and Roger, we're about to take some phone calls here. The crew is getting the calls lined up. But I want to go back to something we didn't have a time to talk about in the last segment or last week. And that was at the end of the week, last Friday, BuzzFeed publishes their fake news story that says Donald Trump ordered Michael Cohen to lie to the FBI for him. The special counsel, Bob Mueller, comes out, makes a statement, and specifically says that BuzzFeed story is a lie, is fake news. But that didn't stop it. I mean, all day Saturday, I have people coming up to me saying, Trump ordered Cohen to lie. Subornation or whatever the legal term is. I'm forgetting it. So it's like they publish fake news. It's known fake news. Their God president, unelected president, Bob Mueller, comes out and says it's fake news. But they never see that, Roger. They see the fake news. They think it's real news. And then they glob onto that, never seeing that it was fake news. So it's amazing how that just kind of came and went in less than 24 hours because they ran this media hoax against the Covington Catholic boys. So, Roger, just real quick. I mean, BuzzFeed comes out, says Cohen said Trump told him to lie. The counsel that investigated Cohen said, nope, that's a lie. BuzzFeed is fake news. Nobody picks it up.
Well, first of all, BuzzFeed can't be taken seriously as an actual news organization. They also were the first media outlet to report the results of the phony dossier, presenting to the American people as if it was factual. It is the number one place to go on the internet for cat videos and clickbait, but it's not really a serious journalistic enterprise. It was almost laughable to see a senior journalist on CNN trying to defend them as legitimate. That's a joke. The reporter in question has a long history of fabrications and errors, so it's really not surprising. But I think it was Benjamin Franklin who said, a lie is halfway around the world before the truth can even get its pants on. And that is the truth. So the damage was done. And then you saw knee-jerk leftists like Joaquin Castro, who's today's New York Times calls Julian Castro, pardon me, today's New York Post calls Julian Castro, saying, well, that's it. The president needs to be impeached. This is impeachable. Impeachment is in the air. Of course, he hasn't retracted any of that. This is the same guy who said that I lied to the House Intelligence Committee, completely false. My testimony is accurate and truthful. But Adam Schiff did lie that day, and Eric Swalwell did lie that day. That's documented. So it is part and parcel of the new system, where one bird jumps off the wire, then they all jump off the wire. Yesterday's New York Times had two particularly tough stories on Donald Trump, but the story that reported that his discussions about building a real estate development in Russia, which he never actually built, lasted longer than publicly thought. So what? Exactly what does that mean? Despite the fact the New York Times did a great job breaking the Uranium One story, their follow-up to that story is non-existent, doesn't exist. So it's the double standard we see every day, just like the one we talked about in the first segment. Lindsey Graham wants to investigate the illegal activities of the Clintons and the Obamas. Oh, no, that's off limits. That's ridiculous. That's ancient history. But we've got to find out what, you know, whether Donald Trump had borscht for breakfast. It is really egregious, and it's typical of the fake news. Now, as you know, Owen, having a vibrant, robust internet is the way to check the fake news. As long as you can go on InfoWars or Breitbart or the Daily Caller or Gateway Pundit or Big League Politics and so many other great sites and get the truth, whether it's about the Covington High School students or whether it's about the allegations regarding Michael Cohen, then our democracy is safe. It is only when they censor the alternative voices that America is in big trouble.
And we don't even take care of ourselves. I've barely even plugged today. I've plugged once. We've been on air for over an hour and a half. That's not paying the bills, folks. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, you see the reporters. We have reporters live doing streams all the way across the country now, folks. So it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got the InfoWars polo on right now, the InfoWars Hexagon logo polo. Look at this. I've been on Roger Stone's best dress list 3 years running. This polo is endorsed by Roger Stone, who writes the best dress list. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself an InfoWars Hexagon logo polo.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Roger Stone.
Well, they say the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. I don't seem to have that problem these days. Owen made a very key point in the last segment. It's very important that you remember that we rely totally and completely on listeners and viewers to support the programming here at InfoWars. We really need you to go to the InfoWars.com store now and look at some of our terrific specials. Survival Shield at 50% off. Super Male Vitality at 50% off. Bodies, I think the very best turmeric formula on the market today to ease those aches and pains from either working out or being on your feet all day in your job. Turmeric has been used for centuries as an effective antidote for the pain you get in your knees, your legs, your elbows. It works extremely well. I swear by this product. My all-time favorite, Brain Force Plus. Or if you're not looking for one of our great cutting-edge nutraceuticals, consider a T-shirt or the hexagon shirt, as Owen said, or even my book, Stone's Rules, or my last book, The Making of the President 2016. You can find all kinds of neat stuff at the Infowars.com store, and you can be content and confident knowing that when you buy there rather than Walmart or Walgreens or CVS or your local bookstore or Zazzle online, you're helping support the fight for freedom. You're helping finance our expansion and our ever-expanding and deep commitment to bringing you the truth about what's going on in America and around the world today. So please go to the Infowars.com site now and get a product. And if you're not in the market for a product, you can find the donate button. Your contribution for $25, $50, $100, $500, or even more would be a godsend as Alex Jones confronts the harassment and defamatory lawsuits designed to create the headlines that they in turn use as the excuse to blow us off of social media. We will thank you for it, and so will God. So let's go to the phone lines here. We got a few minutes left. Let's go to Tucker in Minnesota. Tucker, what's on your mind for Owen or myself?
Hi, name's Tucker, and I was wanting to talk about the government shutdown. And I was thinking it would be the best way to end it is take away the paychecks of the politicians while it's going on.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea. I saw a congressman today propose that members of Congress should stop getting their paychecks. I mean, members of Congress get free health care. They have free gym facilities. They're a protected class. As you know, the federal government has paid out over $36 million to secretly settle sexual assault and harassment claims by members of against members of Congress. And although they just outlawed that practice, Nancy Pelosi refuses to give us a list of those for whom we paid, which I find outrageous. The American people have a right to know where their taxpayers are going, their tax dollars are going. And if politicians of either party use taxpayer money to pay off allegations and charges against them of sexual assault or sexual harassment, the American people need to know that. Excellent question, Tucker. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Ed in Maryland. Ed, what's on your mind?
Good evening, Roger. I'll be brief. I wanted to urge all of our listeners who are behind the 1776 worldwide message to please keep, I can't remember his first name, but his last name is Tintori. He's an activist in Venezuela, and I watched his wife last night on a particular news station, and it really touched my heart. And I also told your call screener, I was hoping from InfoWars for a 1776 worldwide T-shirt. If we could get quadrants, if we could have four sections, Viktor Orban, Salvini from Italy, Bolsonaro, hopefully with a gun on his hip, obviously from Brazil, and of course, President Trump.
That's a great idea, and we will tell our designers to jump on it immediately. As Alex Jones has pointed out many times, the forces of freedom, the forces of nationalism, the forces who oppose globalists are on the march. I honestly believe that had we had no internet censorship and an honest count in the most recent elections, we would have also triumphed here. It's an anomaly. You can see the American election was an anomaly. The forces of freedom and liberty are on the march around the globe. And even though the deep state is deeply committed to try to remove this president, as he is an obstacle to their plans to move us to one world government, the American people, in my opinion, will not put up with the kind of silent coup we saw in this country in 1974. Thank you very much for your call. Owen, you want to pull somebody off the call board with about 4.5 minutes left?
Yeah, actually, I want to first, though, respond to Tucker's call, actually, talking about the government shutdown. And, guys, if you could pull that story back up that had Rick Scott proposing Congress not get paid during the shutdown. Roger, first of all, President Trump hasn't received a paycheck since he's become president. He's been giving his paychecks away to other bureaucracies or inner workings of the government. And it's just funny to me. It's ironic to me. Guess who it is right now, while the government is shut down, not taking their paychecks? Guess who it is proposing that the members of Congress not get paid when the government is shut down? Is it the Democrats? No. Is it Bernie Sanders? No. Is it Alexandria Cortez? No. It's the Republicans. And it's moments like these, Roger, where I just honestly, like, I have my black pill moment. I have my gallows humor. It's like, you know, if you can't see how big of a fraud Cortez is, if you can't see how big of a fraud people like Al Gore is, who said that the earth should be underwater by now, then just, you know, whatever. Whatever. These people are so stupid. They don't know 1 + 1 = 2. Then what can I do, Roger? I mean, what can I do? The Republicans are not taking their paychecks during the government shutdown. They're saying we shouldn't get paid during the shutdown. Trump's never taken a paycheck. They all called for border security when Trump wasn't president. I mean, it's like, if you can't see how these Democrats are total scumbags by this point, I mean, you know, the sun rises in the west and, you know, whatever else you want to believe. Little green men are, you know, running everything. I mean, it's just, you know, it's insane.
Well, unfortunately, Owen, I wish it was limited just to Democrats. See, I really think it's broader than that. I think the question in America today is the insiders versus the outsider president. Donald Trump has stuck to his guns on closing the government until we have border security. And believe me, members of his own cabinet, members of his own staff, members of his own administration, senators of both parties have tried to convince him to fold. I've known the man for 40 years. He is incredibly stubborn when he is fixed on a goal. And in this goal, border security is the raison d'etre to his election. It is the key issue that elected him. He is not going to fold, no matter how long he has to keep the government closed. And the longer the government is closed, the more the American people realize that there must be large swaths of government we really don't need, because I don't think most Americans' livelihoods or lives have been deeply affected. We were told all kinds of horrible things would happen, and they have not yet come to pass. So I don't see there being a solution here until the Democrats compromise. Trump has proposed a compromise. It was the olive branch was slapped out of his hand before he could even get it out of his mouth. The Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, who've given lip service to border security, lip service to a barrier on our southern border, are opposed only because Donald Trump wants it. Just like the two-party duopoly who is now opposed to ending the war in Syria. The left in this country used to be opposed to the war in Syria. But if Donald Trump is for ending the war, therefore continuation of the war. Just as some House Democrats voted against the criminal justice reforms recently, which I think saved a lot of minorities and black people from long, harsh criminal penalties that white people are not subjected to. So it is extraordinary, the hypocrisy of the American left. I'm Roger Stone. I'm with my colleague, Owen Schroyer. You've been here with us on the War Room. Please take a minute to go to the Infowars.com store. Everything Owen and I work hard to bring you every single day is contingent on your continued support and your buying or donating through the Infowars.com site. Whether it is one of our cutting-edge nutraceuticals or a book or a T-shirt or a hexagon sports shirt, as you see Owen sporting today, you can be confident that whatever you purchase or whatever you donate will be used to bolster the fight for freedom and the fight against internet censorship. Thank you for joining us on the War Room, and God bless you. Owen will be right back.
And I'm going to take your phone calls on the other side of this break, and we'll go ahead and ask people, because people want to know, should I press charges against the woman that sexually assaulted me this weekend?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, we're gonna do this in the third hour. We're gonna do this for the rest of the hour after I play these videos here. I'm gonna take your call. Should I press charges against the woman that sexually assaulted me? We're gonna get into this all hour. But first, Let's go to clip 11. Here is a rapper, Cash Bentley, harassing teenagers for wearing a MAGA hat.
Look at these with the hat on. Let me see your hat. Let me see your hat. You and you is bitches. Oh, God, you get knocked the out right now. Look at your hat. You're retarded.
Oh, that's nice.
Retarded.
Hey, mama, hey, mama, hey, mama.
Look at the ass.
Hey, mama.
Oh, sorry, ass.
Hey, crack
his
ass and get beat
Wow. Very nice. I've never heard of Cash Bentley, but that's a very nice gentleman, isn't he? Two teenagers sitting there drinking on a soda at the airport wearing a MAGA hat, and this rude guy wants to come up and curse at him. I mean, real becoming behavior. But see, this is what's, you know, it's just like the same thing with Cardi B. I mean, these people don't even know proper grammar. You think they could hold their water in a political debate? I mean, give me a break. But now let's go to clip 12, where Tommy Sotomayor, I guess, is the gentleman in this video. I haven't seen it yet. So let's go ahead and watch clip 12, a Hooters waitress telling a black man to remove his MAGA hat.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to point something out to y'all. Can I get all y'all's attention?
Oh, my gosh, pause it right here. All right, pause. Hold on a second. I started following Tommy Sotomayor videos about 4 years ago. This guy is actually really funny, really entertaining, smooth guy. He would, of course, go into Hooters in a MAGA hat and do this. Oh, this is the culture war that we have to engage in. If Americans started going out in their MAGA hats and recording the violence, the hatred that they endure, it will go viral. That's how we can defeat these people. Don't buy into the bullying telling you not to wear the MAGA hat. Don't buy into the notion that says, oh, if you wear a MAGA hat, you're asking for trouble. Bull! Now let's watch Tommy Sotomayor own these people.
Y'all see that young lady right there? Hey, hold on a second. Excuse me, ma'am. You're the waitress. What's your name so we can know?
Shay.
Hi, Shay. Say hello.
Hello.
That's Shay. Let me tell y'all something what just happened with Shay. Now, Shay is the waitress for Hooters. Shay walked up to me and she said, saw my hat and said, are you a Trump supporter?
Yes.
Whilst on her job. Yes. So this is what I was trying to tell y'all about how, for some reason, our women act like being professional just ain't nothing they got to do. Because I don't care what kind of hat I had on, if you are servicing the people,
yeah,
would you then look at a person and say, what kind of, why do you support Trump? And then when I said, yeah, she... I'm spending money.
What the
This all is revolving around a tip. Now, this brother was just trying to buy me a drink. That's all he was trying to do. And he told her, can I get a drink? She saw my hat, and the hat was offensive.
Trigger.
Emotional responses. All I wanted to show y'all is most of the time when y'all see me do these videos, I think I'm making
all right.
I'm not. This is real world stuff where an individual will look at you and say, your hat. You're not on my camera. I'm pointing at myself.
You have me on your camera.
Well, just like everybody else who come in and do it. But I'm filming now. No, I can't. Now, please call the police. No, I can't. I'm filming right now. Anyway, I'm still going. And see, this is what I'm talking about, y'all. You got to understand what we have to deal with black folks acting like this. So she's going to sit here and try to talk to me and tell me I need to take her off my damn camera.
Take me off your camera.
Well, I'm still filming, and I'm not taking it off. So you can call the police. And y'all see this. This is what's happening. And he's going to sit up here and tell me.
Tommy Sotomayor. Again, I started falling. Go ahead and pull it down, guys. You can see his whole video. I'm sure it's on his YouTube channel. But again, I'm telling you, first of all, the whole thing is all derived from mainstream media now telling you that the MAGA hat is the equivalent of a KKK white hoodie.
Oh, my God.
And so this society's gone, man. We're gone. It's over. Just screw it. You know, what do you say? Just, it's fine. Society's lost. All right, I'm going to take your phone calls in the next segment. Should I press charges against the woman that sexually assaulted me? We'll take your calls. The whole world is just going insane. And honestly, I know what the cause of it is, folks. It's the mainstream media is the number one cause of it. Mainstream media is the number one cause of Trump derangement syndrome.
mainstream media and the college indoctrination is the number one cause of why people don't know their history and why they are tricked into hating America. Mainstream media is the reason why we have this political divide in America. I mean, all of it comes down to mainstream media. Why are people so upset over a Trump hat? Why do people hate Trump so much? It's not because of his politics. They don't even know his politics. It's all emotional. The mainstream media is taking advantage of people that are bitter, hateful, and angry at whatever hand they've been dealt at life. And instead of doing the American thing, the prosperous thing, the independent thing, and making something of themselves, fighting through it, you know, getting over the burdens, getting over the obstacles, they just throw their hands in the air and just bitch and complain about everything and then project all of their hate now onto President Trump and his supporters. Just society's just gone crazy, okay? I don't know how else to break it to you. I don't know how else to boil it down. Society has gone totally insane. So when I reach these points of black pill, I just throw my hands in the air and just say, okay, fine. Fine. Now, I'm taking calls. Here's how this is going to go. Because I don't know this woman, I don't know her personal information, and I don't want to do the whole leftist thing where you publicly dox someone and get them harassed. That's not my goal. That's not what we do. However, people are begging me to press charges against this woman. So if I was going to have to do that, I would have to get her identity, which means the, you know, 4chan army would have to go out there and get it. But I don't want that to happen. I don't want this woman's name to be public. But if I'm going to press charges, I have to get her information. So here's what will happen. I'm going to ask the audience if they think I should press charges. I know how it's going to go. And then I will say this. I will not press charges against that woman, which I have her admit. She admits it on tape. I have the whole thing on film. I mean, it's an open and shut case, even though police saw the whole thing and shook their heads at it. I mean, whatever. We'll make a big issue of this. If that's what I have to do, if that's what the audience wants. Or she can come on air with me and do a couple segments as to why she thinks it's okay to sexually assault me. But let's go to the callers now. Let's start with Chris in Illinois. I think that's what he wants to call about, but I'll find out. Again, I'm asking you, do you think I should press charges against the woman that sexually assaulted me? And then just in general, if you want to comment on just where the left is today, we'll take your calls. Let's start with Chris in Illinois. Go ahead.
Oh, and absolutely, I think you should press charges. I mean, that was ridiculous. I watched the video. Anyway, so the other thing I think that would be great is when I go to InfoWars store to buy a T-shirt, if there was a little drop down so I could get a poster, like an 8.5 by 11 poster of that T-shirt. So like $20 for 20 posters or something, little add-on so you guys make some extra cash. And then I'd go around all over Chicago and post them up. Be very easy to do.
Yeah, hopefully marketing slash, I guess, promotions slash product department is hearing this. Yeah, that is a good idea. Putting out posters like 8x10s with the T-shirt or just, you know, as a 20-pack or something for people to go paste around town. And then you could have the added bonus, too, of, you know, pasting it around town. And then you could kind of stake them out for a day and just wait till some deranged leftist comes and rips them all down in a fit of fury. And then you could film that, too.
That'd be a great idea. Hey, I've been wanting to ask this question. So this is, I don't really want to talk about Jerome Corsi because I think he's an a-hole. But so if you read the Politico article where he's suing Mueller for obtaining this information by spying on him via, I believe it's Prism or whichever the NSA program is, couldn't every American that's on Twitter or every person on American on Twitter or Facebook also sue the NSA and Facebook? Because in the terms of service, I don't remember reading that they were going to give all of our information to the NSA.
Well, that's another can of worms, I think, when you talk about the social media stuff, because you're signing those user agreements that you don't read. So who knows what they put into that to, you know, legally get away with this stuff. I think the Corsi lawsuit you're referencing is directly related to the fact that we got the documents. I mean, they were spying on us, too. They were spying on Alex Jones. Right. They were spying on Donald Trump. So I think that that's just in a direct response to the fact that they were using these systems to illegally spy on these groups of people's phones.
Well, I'm going to start a petition then, a White House petition to essentially sue the NSA if you're on Facebook or Twitter, because now the NSA has all of your personal data. You know, something to that effect.
Well, sure. Wasn't it Clapper that lied under oath? He said, "No, we don't
keep any of your personal data? No. And it's like, but, well, yeah, you do.
But, Owen, this is the challenge. You know, I know this. InfoWars people know this. Awake people know this. But I'm telling you, there's still some good liberals out there, man. I work with them. And when I have these conversations with them, they get pissed.
Yeah, but like, you're, let me guess. You're probably like central southern Illinois.
I'm in Chicago. So it's not.
And there's, okay, well, wow. Because I have a lot of liberals, family in central Illinois. And they're the same way. They're capitalists. You know, they're not deranged. They have different views than I. But, I mean.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know. You'd be surprised. I'm in the food business here in Chicago, and we're all hard working. I'm, you know, working now. I've been working since 6 a.m. And, you know, there's a lot of people work hard, play hard, sort of Ted Nugent attitude. We're in the matrix here, which is incredible. I'd love to talk to you about that sometime. And you can't even park in downtown Chicago without everything being tracked. The red light cameras, the photo enforced stuff is just.
Oh, crazy. Yeah. They're definitely using Chicago as kind of a rollout for a lot of this stuff. Rahm Emanuel was behind a lot of it as well. That's an interesting story for another time, Chris. Thank you so much for calling. I got to jump, though. Let's jump to Sandra calling in from California. Go ahead.
Hello, Owen.
Hi. Thanks for calling.
Yes, hello. Of course, you should press charges on that woman. Okay? Enough is enough. But I also have another question for you. I've been a longtime info warrior since you were about 9 years old, and I am baffled that you promote people like Mike Cernovich, who threw Alex under the bus, and is still, to this day, blocks info warriors who defend him. Can you tell me the logic in that?
Well, look, I can only speak for myself. And I'm not going to say everything that I deal with behind the scenes, Sandra, but let me just tell you this. A large portion of the MAGA movement is like high school, quite frankly. People talk so much trash behind people's back. People think everyone's an operative. And I'm always the same. I'm new. And I'm telling you, this is exactly like high school for me. And I didn't want to talk about this because I know some of these people are listening and they're going to think that I'm saying something I'm not. Y'all are nuts. Quit behaving like high school people. Now, as far as the Mike Cernovich thing is concerned, I understand what Cernovich is doing. I understand where Cernovich comes from. And just me personally, I don't care if people throw me under the bus. That's not really my problem. So I don't really engage in the infighting. I don't really care about people that have an opinion that may go against InfoWars or may be looked at as throwing InfoWars under the bus. I just want to deal with the problems at hand. And in my opinion, Mike Cernovich is not a problem. In fact, overall, I would say Cernovich does good things. His coverage is good. It doesn't mean I agree with everything he does. But Cernovich is not my enemy. Cernovich is not my problem. Cernovich can talk trash on InfoWars all day if he wants. That's not what I see him doing. But it doesn't matter to me. I'm dealing with a fake Russian collusion narrative that's trying to destroy this country. I'm dealing with a group of people that want to sexualize children. I'm dealing with mainstream media that runs hoaxes against teenage boys and tries to have their lives destroyed. Those are my issues, not who's commentating on what or who's talking to who or who's allowed to be at what events. I don't care. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the people telling me who they think is operatives. I'm sick of the people telling me who I need to come on and what needs to be covered. I'm sick of this being like high school. So I'm not yelling at you, Sandra. I'm saying I'm dealing with this crap behind the scenes. People wouldn't even believe the high school level of maturity of some of the people in this MAGA movement. It's unbelievable.
Well, Owen, I have to tell you, Mike Cernovich is the enemy, okay? He goes after your boss where you work. He did that after he was deplatformed. And long-term info warriors like me who've been supporting Alex spiritually and financially, it's very disheartening to see somebody who works there promoting somebody like that. Because you should read Cicero again.
Wait a second. How am I promoting Mike Cernovich? I don't even talk about Mike Cernovich. You brought him up, ma'am.
Actually, no, that's not true. You do promote. I see it all the time. I'm a long-time listener, and I watch your show, and I watch Alex. And let me tell you something. Y'all look like cucks when you're defending people that throw Alex under the bus. We've got to draw a line. When I hear Roger Stone saying he's still friends with Bill Maher, okay, or Rob Dew, who has been promoting...
All right, you know what? This is a good call from Sandra. If you can, hold through the break. Hold through the break if you can. Hold through the break.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
We're taking your calls here in the War Room, specifically asking you, do you think I should press charges against the woman that sexually assaulted me. And so far, people are saying yes, but that means I'd have to get her identity, which you know what that means, and I'm not trying to publicly dox this girl. And then if she wants to avoid those charges getting pressed, should I get the information I need, she would have to come on the air and explain her situation, maybe offer an apology. She probably wouldn't. But before we get back to that, Sandra calls in. Yeah, here's the video. So just real quick so you can see the woman. Yeah, here she comes. So if anybody happens to know her, again, I'm not asking to publicly dox her. I'm not asking anybody to harass her.
Yes.
So you there she is admitting she sexually assaulted me. The police did nothing, but it's fine. Look, I was working, and, you know, I'm not – it was so shocking in the moment, too. You just don't even think about it. But I should have pressed charges. The audience wants me to, so maybe we'll try to make that happen. But Sandra calls in and brings up a point about Mike Cernovich throwing InfoWars under the bus, which she's kind of dealing with a larger issue that she probably doesn't even realize, which is just behind-the-scenes MAGA people are acting like this is high school. But Sandra, go ahead and voice again what you were saying and why you're upset at Mike Cernovich.
Well, Owen, you know what? Mike Cernovich would go on your show, right? He would go on InfoWars. He used you guys. He got all your info about the supplements. And then as soon as Alice was deplatformed, he went after him. He threw him under the bus. He did a whole periscope. He lied about what Alice was about, how he misrepresented Sandy Hook, a bunch of other stuff. And so then he deleted it, okay, because he doesn't want all the info warriors to come after him, but we do, and he blocks us. We don't come after him. We just defend Alex. And that happens.
Well, and that's one thing that I never engage in is blocking anybody. That does seem to be a defense mechanism when you're afraid about something getting out. But again, my response, Sandra, because I'm not disagreeing with you, my response is that I guess it's just that I'm so focused on the people that are trying to destroy this country. We tend to not even focus on the people that are trying to destroy us. Not saying that's what Cernovich is doing. It's just, it's like, that's...
He tried, okay? Now he's trying to change it up a little bit. I see what he's doing, but the bottom line is this. We have to identify people within our own movement who maybe or maybe not, like Bannon. Bannon was another one, and Alex said he was remorseful that he didn't listen to Roger early on about Bannon. Because these people... A lot of them are double dealers. That's all I'm saying. We got to point it out. We have to.
Yeah,
I have love for you, Owen. I do. You're like, I really have love for you, but I've been in this game a lot longer than you. And I have so much love for Alex. And you have to look out for Alex and your company, InfoWars, first and foremost. You understand that? And people like service, they don't care. They want to take you over. They don't care. And he plays both sides, and a lot of us are sick of it.
Well, I'm not disagreeing. Again, it's an issue that goes beyond Mike Cernovich, and I don't know how much you follow or realize, but, I mean, I'm telling you, these people are, so many of them are like high schoolers, Sandra. It's pathetic. They think everyone's an operative. They want to try to destroy everyone behind the scenes, and so it's always been my approach to just ignore all of that, not saying you're wrong that it needs to be pointed out. It's just never been my approach to infight. It's never been my approach to go into the weeds like that.
I understand that, but you know what? These are new waters for all of us, okay? And we have to protect Alex, period.
Well, it's a shame that you don't have pretty much everyone in the media defending Alex Jones' right to free speech. I mean, that's really a shame in general. But the fact you have people that we thought would be on our side throwing them under the bus is another issue that we look at and we say, who are you really? So a good call from Sandra. A good call. Thank you for calling, Sandra. I hope you call again. That's a good caller with a very interesting topic that it's funny she calls about that today. Because, again, I wouldn't have said half the stuff or any of it that I said because I just not what I do here on air. And the funny thing is I could do that all day. Every show and probably become even more popular just at with the WWE aspect of it. And I just don't want to do it. Let's go out to the phone lines again. Let's go to Hayden calling in from Arizona. Go ahead, Hayden.
Hey, what up, Owen?
How you doing? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, first of all, I definitely think that you should press charges on that woman. And people like that need to be made an example of. Because there's nothing holding them back from ruining lives. The left is like literally, that's all that they do. And then you have these little keyboard Twitter warriors or BuzzFeed bloggers who ruin people's careers and like
Sam Hyde with Million Dollar Extreme. You have that Bernstein, Joe Bernstein from BuzzFeed, gets his show pulled. So, yeah, you should press charges and make examples of that. So if you're a married man, you know?
No, it's funny because that was my only regret. And every time when I go to stuff like this, my problem is, I mean, honestly, I'm so focused on my job and getting the content. Like, I don't even think about my own personal well-being at this stuff. And it's almost sick. But that's my commitment level to getting this content. And so, like, I'm in the moment. It's like, she sexually assaults me. She admits it. The cop's right there. Nothing happens. I don't make an issue of it because I'm like, okay, I'm still in the middle of these Trump haters. I got about 2 hours more of content that I can get here. So I just bury my head and just do that instead. But yeah. So it seems like, I mean, people want me to press charges against this woman. It's almost unanimous. So again, I'd have to find out her identity, which means the internet armies would have to go and try to figure that out. Or if somebody happens to know who this woman is, I'm not trying to publicly dox her. I don't want her to be harassed. I don't want her life to be ruined, but I do want to press charges against her because she sexually assaulted me. So we're going to try to find out who this woman is, if anybody knows who this is.
And then could you imagine if that was like Savannah Hernandez or Millie Weaver, and like, you know, that could have been a female reporter, and they you see it all the time on your guys' show, them threatening them, and you know that needs to be.
Well, this isn't even a debate, and I'm not trying to compare the two things. I mean, the left is the one that says women and men should be treated equal. No, if I walk up to a woman like that and grab her, then yes, the police should tackle me down to the ground and arrest me immediately. Now, a woman does it, you treat the situation differently, like I guess they did, and nothing happens. But it's just ridiculous. I mean, So she sexually assaulted me, and I'll try to press charges. Who knows if we can identify this woman, but, you know, these are sick, deranged people, Hayden.
Yeah, they are.
That's what it comes down to. Thanks for the call. Sam, Pastor Sam, calling in from Texas today. Go ahead, Pastor Sam.
Little spot of sunshine for you, gay. I think you need it. While Alex was hard at work on the 11 o'clock hour, the InfoWars army ran across the street and trolled the liberal talk show host. We got about 5 callers in, and yeah, it was merciless. Atrazine.
Was this spurred on the Infocoms?
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of fun doing that.
The Infocoms are blowing up. Infocoms.org, ladies and gentlemen.
The tape is up on Show Tips if you're interested. I don't think we have a mashup yet. But the second one will go right to my call where we hazed them a little bit about the gay frogs. And, you know, they don't want to even talk about real issues. You got to pass all these tests to even get in. It's such a shill. It's absolutely the opposite of the reality of the info war, where you guys let people come in. All right, let's hear your strong arguments. Let's hear what you're up against.
Oh, yeah. And then they say, no, you're just going to doctor this video. And I'm like, dude, I'm live right now. You think I'm intellectually afraid of you? You're an intellectual flea. I mean, these people live in such la-la land. They live in such delusion land. And that's the whole reason for the censorship. That's the whole reason why they don't want us at their events. They want to be in their little bubble of reality that isn't actually real, but it's the protection of the real world that keeps them brainwashed.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Oh, yeah. We're all about women's empowerment here.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Was that Marcos Morales? Hold on. Go back to the women's empowerment, please. I just want to air this women's empowerment. Just look at this women's empowerment right here. I got to tell you, folks. We're all about women's empowerment here on The War Room. So we just wanted to show you the women's empowerment here in this video. And just the future generation of women are going to be so empowered by this. And it's just good to know that the future of women... No, go back! Come on, quit cutting our women's empowerment short. I'm sick of this. We're going to empower women here on The War Room. Give me some of that women's empowerment. Yeah! Women's empowerment right there, baby. Unbelievable. Okay. Gosh, I got to tell you know what? Folks, please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we're able to have such a great crew. We got Marcos Morales, who dances better than Alexandria Cortez.
We've got Savannah, who's actually willing to stand up for me in the middle of a ravenous crowd of female haters. We've got Derek, who can grow a beard in 24 hours, a full beard on his face. We've got Zach, who's the loudest whisperer you've ever seen in your life. You've got Justin, who's like a meme, like quick draw magic. Just an amazing crew here. It's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So honestly, folks, they make this show 10 times better. And it's okay, Marcos. Everybody just saw you shaking your booty. There's Marcos Morales right there. Oh, yeah. Look at that. He's dancing for dollars. Okay. Oh, my gosh. It's raining money now. It's getting out of control. Put that in the put that into the InfoWarsStore.com coffer. So your support at InfoWarsStore.com gets this great crew that's able to make this show 10 times better. So it's not just me sitting here and just the camera on my face the whole time, my ugly mug with my scruffy beard. We get all the cool graphics and everything. It's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off Survival Shield X3, 50% off the last run of Super Male Vitality, 50% off one of my favorites, Bodies, at InfoWarsStore.com. Try Bodies, read the reviews for yourself. Of course, you've got the brand new Turbo Force at an introductory rate of 33% off. And pull up, I've got the InfoWars Hexagon logo polo on today. I've got a couple of these. I'm a big fan of the InfoWars Hexagon logo polo. If you like it, it's at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm actually upset it's not selling more. It's probably because we never talk about it, and Alex never really talks about it, but it does have nothing but five-star reviews, and I think you'll like the fabric. Very comfortable, and of course, the Hexagon logo, a very clean logo that doesn't scream InfoWars so that you might have that fringe leftist come and assault you. So check it out, and of course, all the other t-shirts, including Capitalist Walk Their Dogs, Alexandria Cortez Eats Them. That t-shirt is at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right. Now, pull up the image of the lady that sexually assaulted me. I'm just not sure what else to do. If you know who this girl is, reach out to us and let us know. You can email me. I get like 5,000 emails a day now. You can email me, though. InfoWarsArmy at InfoWars.com if you have any info on her. Obviously, you can put it on the infocoms. I'm not trying to publicly dox this woman. That's not what I want to do. I don't want her to be harassed. I don't want people to go bother her. It's just I want to file sexual assault charges against her because that's what the audience wants, at least so far. But I'll continue to ask. Yeah, so if you know this woman, that's the woman that sexually assaulted me. She kind of looks like she likes me, though, at least right now. Maybe that's why she sexually assaulted me. Uh-huh. That's pretty much what happened to me, actually. Right there. So there's the woman that sexually assaulted me, and she got away with it. But I think I want to press charges, unless she's willing to come on the air and apologize or discuss why she thought it was okay. But I don't know who it is, so we got to get her identity. Maybe we can. All right, but let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Nicole calling in from Kansas. Go ahead, Nicole.
Hey, I'm with everybody else. I think everybody's absolutely right. You can't let that be the precedent. You got to press charges. You know?
Well, it's my fault for not doing it at the time. The problem is when I got hit at the Women's March in 2007 and told the police they did nothing. When I got hit and spat at multiple times at the Women's March in 2018 and told the police and showed them the footage, they did nothing. So it's like a double thing where it's like I don't want to go through the process of pressing charges. Plus, I was in the middle of working, which I'm committed to. And the police generally just do nothing. They just do nothing.
Cool. But hey, there's a new sheriff in town. There's new leadership. Maybe things would be different now.
You know, and Nicole, that's kind of what we thought. But here we are. InfoWars is still censored. The Russian collusion narrative is still going on with the $30 million investigation with Mueller. Conservatives are being assaulted in the streets for wearing a Trump hat, and our president does nothing about it. It's actually kind of disheartening.
It is. It is. And when you have taken that black pill, you do. You just want to throw your hands up at it and...
It's kind of where I'm at right now. I know I won't be like this for very long. My whole consciousness is like a roller coaster dealing with this stuff, and I'm just kind of on a flat right now before I drop off a 60-foot drop at 75 miles per hour probably. But yeah, I mean, what am I going to do? I mean, even if I would have tried to press charges, I bet the cops would have done nothing that day. But now it's a big story. Now it's gotten millions of views, so maybe now I can do something about it.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Anything else, Nicole?
Lots of good calls today. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you. And I wish I could take more calls, honestly. It's just I have so much news to get to in the 3 hours. I barely even have time to that to do that, that I don't take enough calls. But we're going to pile drive through the rest in this segment and the next. Let's jump to Jefferson in Virginia. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Hey, Owen, how's David Knight doing? What's the update?
You know, David Knight tried to come in last week, and unfortunately, he just didn't have the energy, so he had to sit another week out. So he's doing good. He's still got the fighting spirit, but, you know, obviously very serious surgery he's recovering from. But your prayers are going to get him through it. He's going to be back.
All right, let's all say a prayer. I'm agreeing with Savannah. I think there's a point of diminishing returns on these street interviews with people at these protests. If we're not going to press charges when they do stuff like this to you, you're just going to get more of it. Now, you don't have to press charges in the moment. You can take your video to the police station and show them at the charging desk and ask, who are these officers that were unwilling to act upon this? You can get an awful lot of information at the police station.
That's a good point because, I mean, I'd have to fly back to D.C. to do this, and I really don't like spending time in the swamp. But maybe that's what I do. Maybe I go to the police, I show them the video, and I say, who are these officers that didn't do their job? There were others there, too. There were two in the footage that you see. There were about five other ones standing aside. So, yeah, maybe that's – and then maybe they can ID the woman.
Right. Document who the police officers are and then go to the police station and you know, show them up. I got an idea for a new hat. The MAGA hat should read, media assumes gravely aggressive.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's pretty much their story.
Right. Everybody will see it as a MAGA hat, but when they get up close to it, it says – it preempts them and says, well, I'm not aggressive. I'm just assumed aggressive.
Actually, there's so many different things you could. There's so many different things you could do with that. But yeah, I kind of get the trolling aspect of it.
Right. And when people bring up Sandy Hook, we have to have a better response. You need a picture of smiling Robbie Parker, the aggrieved parent.
Oh, but it's like, what face. Do I do, Jefferson? Do I walk around with the pictures of the guy smiling and laughing before he goes on air? Do I show the reports of how there was no. They didn't follow emergency protocols at all. Do I show the documentary by Wolfgang Halbig who investigates school shootings? Or here's another one. Do I take the studies out of the gay frogs with the atrazine every time I go out? So it's like, yeah, I could disprove all this garbage, but it doesn't even matter. They're already committed to their false narrative. They're already committed to the propaganda. They already have Stockholm Syndrome. In fact, what was the famous... It's one of my favorite quotes ever. It's so timely. It's from Malcolm X. I'm paraphrasing, but it's basically saying, be careful what you read in the papers. They'll have you thinking your enemy is your friend and your friend is your enemy. That's what we're dealing with right now.
But just pulling out that picture, because you know they're going to bring it up. That's always their go-to. If you just say, does this look like a grieving parent to you? This is the same day. That'll shut them up.
That's what you're right. I'm gonna have to start doing that. Good call, Jefferson. Hey, pull that back up. This is the actual quote. If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Go ahead and flash forward the real quote that to translate this to 2019. If you're not careful, the television will have you hating the people that are oppressed and loving the people that are doing the oppressing. That's where we're at in 2019, thanks to CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, CBS News. You know the culprits.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Final segment of the War Room. You know, I meant to cover this yesterday and I didn't get to it. And today, the website's actually been taken down. But the story was, basically, you can buy child sex dolls on Amazon. Now, this is sick, folks. I'm almost nauseous reporting this to you, but it's true. Amazon, in fact, it's so disgusting. There's like multiple different versions. Let's just put it that way. But you could purchase child sex dolls on Amazon. And, oh my gosh, I'm having trouble covering this. I knew it would get to this. So, but the good news is, apparently Amazon has pulled all of these child sex dolls off of Amazon. But it's just another example. So, you know, Amazon's allowed to sell child sex dolls, and that's okay. But, you know, InfoWars is just the scum of the earth when we sell the same supplements that Amazon sells. So thank God Amazon pulled the child sex dolls from their web store, and I can guarantee you that was because conservatives called them out on it. Here's a story that no one's going to tell you. First of all, the NFL ratings have actually seen a spike this postseason. It's the first time NFL ratings have gone up in, by my coverage in about 5 years. This is all because of Donald Trump. President Donald J. Trump saved the NFL, and they'll never admit it. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, kneeling would still be a big thing. It'd still be a big story. The NFL got wise that America didn't like it, and they stopped kneeling, and now people are watching the football games again. So you bet your bottom dollar Donald Trump helped the NFL get its ratings back. They haven't fully recovered, but meanwhile, another caravan is forming right now, heading to Tijuana. It's funny how they always go to the same spot in California where they know the Democrats will let them in instead of the one-third of the length of a trip, which would be going to Texas, where they won't get let in. Arizona legislature has a genius plan to fund the border wall, tax porn. Well, it's an interesting proposal. I'm against taxes in general. But, you know, it is funny how porn is such a big thing, and women, you know, can be professional porn stars, but you're not allowed to be a hooker. So it's like you can't go solicit yourself for sex. That's prostitution. That's illegal. But if you do it on tape, then it's legal. Never understood that. Anyway. Okay, you've also got Macron and Merkel getting booed as they finalize the Nazi Germany plan of making all of Europe under German control. So thank Macron and Merkel for finalizing Hitler's plans there. But let's go out to the phone lines where we are asking people if they think I should press charges against the woman that sexually assaulted me. Everyone says we should. And I'm going to put out a picture of her probably on my Twitter at All I Do Is Owen. And I want to be clear. I don't want this woman publicly doxxed. I don't want her harassed. I don't want this to become anything like that. But if you know who she is, or you can get me information on her identity, I want it done privately so that I can move forward with pressing charges. But please do not publicly harass this woman or dox her. That's not the goal here. She just is a sexual deviant who needs to be listed as a sexual predator. And so now she'll show up on the map that, you know, you download the app that says sexual predators in your area. She'll show up, and that's what she wants, and that's what the audience wants. So let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Jamie in Texas. Go ahead, Jamie. You're on the air.
Oh, man, I got to tell you, first of all, if my wife had any idea how much money I spend at the InfoWars store, I'd be in trouble.
So all right, well, we promise we won't tell her.
All right. It's all great stuff, and she uses some of the products as well. So, but I wanted to say, I mean, I hope one day I get to shake hands with you guys. I mean, I watch you so much. I see all the shows every single day. I don't miss any of it. And due to that, you know, I feel really close with you guys. Like, I feel like you're part of the family. And so when things like what happened with David happens, it hurts. You know, I worry about him, and I hate that he's going through this. And the same with you. When I saw what happened, I saw the look of shock on your face, and it wasn't nice, and it made me mad, you know, that happened. And I could tell it embarrassed you. It made you mad as well. And I wanted to tell you, I'm just like you. I'm, for the most part, a pacifist. I like to have fun and joke around. The last thing I ever want to do is be mad at somebody or get somebody in trouble or anything. But I wanted to tell you, you know, we're seeing these weirdos French kissing veterans at these things. And, you know, the guy's getting caught with hypodermic needles. And now you got this girl who thinks she's so self-entitled she can come up and do this. And she's not coming at you in a funny way, a lighthearted way. She's coming at you in a bad way. And what she's going to do is she's going to take that and go and brag to all her dumbass friends about how she did this to you and how stupid she made you look and InfoWars and this and that. She's not trying to be friendly or anything with you.
And let's actually take that principle that's true and apply it to other angles, which is the same thing happens with the violence. They get violent with us. They go back to their friends. They brag. They get violent again. They feel empowered to do so. So it's the same thing. They get away with it, and then it gets even worse and worse and worse. And this is why I get upset with President Trump. He's not doing anything about this. The police aren't doing anything about this. These are political hate crimes. These are domestic terrorists, and nobody does anything about it. Jamie, thank you so much for the call. God bless you, your kind words, your support. I'd love to keep you on air, but I got to take other calls. Let's go to Bethany calling in from Oklahoma. Go ahead, Bethany.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think that you should press charges. but I don't think it's worth your time. You have, you know, time better spent in other areas, obviously. But the problem, sorry, kids. The problem is that these kids or these young adults have been raised with no consequences for their actions, and they continue to not have consequences for their actions. And even if you press charges, there's probably not going to be any consequences for her actions.
Well, yeah, you could be right. That really just depends on a judge, a lawyer, if a jury gets involved, which, I again, you're right. I don't have the time for this. That's honestly, that's why Alex never fights back against all these fake lawsuits against him. He doesn't have the time. I don't even have time to get to half the news I want to cover. I don't even have time to get to half the people that are requesting I cover their stories or have them on or this, that, or the other thing. But if I do this, we'll do it right. But she could avoid the whole thing. If I'm able to identify her and press these charges, she could avoid the whole thing by coming on air and either apologizing or explaining why she thinks it's okay.
That would be great, because they can't come with their point of view from a logical stance. They have to come at us and attack us and call us names. And like,
see,
my brother,
and this is like,
he's on that side, and he says that all Trump supporters are like in a cult. And I'm like, you're talking about your whole family except for you here.
But here's the crazy thing about it. It's like, you actually, I mean, Bethany, I'm telling you, it's like the Twilight Zone out there. These people, they are so clueless. They really think posting a GIF is an argument. They really think attacking you with an F word or something is an argument. Like, it's like, look, I'm not saying I'm right about everything, but you're not even debating me. Like, they don't even debate me. They just make ad hominem attacks or take things I say out of context or claim I've said things that I never even said. And it's just like, no wonder we can't find any common ground. No wonder we can't move forward. These people don't even live in reality. These people don't even have an IQ big enough to understand what an argument is.
I agree with you. Completely.
Unbelievable, right, well, Bethany. Well, God bless you. Yeah, thank you. God bless you and your family there. Sounds like you got some lively kids. Good for you. All right, let's go to Robert in California. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Owen, I just wanted to say real quick, you absolutely need to prosecute this woman. And maybe the direction that you need to take as far as a consequence for her goes is maybe suggest to the judge, you know, that she goes and does like 150 hours of community service or something. She just seems like she walks around with this entitlement that she's allowed to do this. And I'm afraid that if you don't put your foot down and put a stop to this, she's just going to continue on.
Well, and she's, you know, just a microcosm of the larger issue, which is this is how all of them behave. This is how all of them are going to continue to behave.
We just have a bunch of screaming, you know, 25, 35-year-old adolescents out there that are out of control.
But they won't even debate me. I say, look, it's just, these people are so stupid, man. It's just, they're so misinformed and ignorant, and they just love it. They just love it. And they all get in a group, and they have their 5 minutes of hate. It's mass mental illness, my friend.
Disco, man, and these people are just loony. I don't even like my kids to go down there anymore. I don't even like going down to the city at all. It's just so nuts, you know?
Well, D.C., but let me tell you, you know, it's amazing. I'm telling you, the young people, people in high school and college, those are, if the left thinks they have that generation won, they are terribly mistaken. I mean, they are terribly mistaken. Young kids in high school and college recognize me and are fans of InfoWars more than any other demographic out there. And they are smart. They are quick. They're not afraid of the left. They know what they're doing. And I think all the propaganda is starting to have a reverse effect on them, Robert. Thank you so much for the call. All right, that does it for today's War Room. An interesting show indeed. I'm going to try to ID the woman that sexually assaulted me and press charges. I'll probably need the InfoWars audience help on that at infocoms.org. Again, I don't want to publicly dox her. I don't want to harass. I just want to get her information so I can press charges or invite her on the show to explain her stance. That signs off for a black-pilled version of the War Room today. We'll see you tomorrow. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.